Story time. All my youngers, pull up a chair, roll your spliffs, load your vapes, get yourself a beverage, tune into this once upon a time shit. Let's go. Tina loved Mike from the start. Mikey loved gaming first, Spurs second, Sunday Rose third, Reed fourth, and his nan fifth, and his man who could roll a damn spliff sixth. Then Tina, if she didn't nag, man, the bitch was bringing in the bag. She was well off, so they got a rich pad. Mike got a job from a rich dad, working in the office 9 to 5. After work, he would play FIFA, he was quite live, pretty sick. Tina worked in banks, city chick, she was pretty thick, smart. Used to watch him play and give him heart. Cheerleading him for years, she would play a big part in him getting called up for regionals. Told him that he had to go, cause trust me, things like that, they only happen seasonal. And he had to try and get it, if the chance to get it wasn't even feasible. So we went and he won easy. Told him go for the nationals, and he said, like he's young Jeezy. But he went and won there too. He put in work, so it's fair dues. And she told him go for the world championship, keep it humble and be careful. And he went and he won there as well, over $1 million as well. And he came up from the rough side, where they look and think, how you dare excel? So we had a really good idea. Why don't he take all his winnings, invest in a really shitload of good gear? Cause he still talked to the boys on the corner and knew what they take in a year. Tina, she heard of his plans, and like everything else, are you in? She said yeah. Right then should have been more aware, cause here comes the switch. Tina, her nose had an itch, Mike hadn't noticed cause she's rich. As soon as he got the first kilo indoors, it was way over half, in 2 weeks she had sniffed. Of course he was pissed, but he remembered the times when he did not have no shine, and she had his back. And now we saw this as the time, just perfect to pay it all back. Tina off track, sniffing her nose off, she don't feel no more, now she's turning to crack. She used to be thick, now she's as slim as a mic stand, her lips and her eyes are all black. Mike feeling lost, smoking an ounce for remorse, wishing to just press rewind, paying the cost for getting too close to the source. Watching his girl lose her mind, it's all in decline. Tina's got Bill on the line, she's letting them know what to find. They break the door, Mike's now in cuffs and she's crying. Everything that they own's proceeds of crime. Mike on the line, calling from jail, he's worried cause Tina won't answer her cell. The phone's in her hand and she won't see it ring, cause she OD'd right after the sting. And then they all lived happily ever after.